The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. Those awards sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council. And between now and November 5th, we're interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. John Vollmer is Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Federal Group at AECOM. They're a finalist for this year's Contractor of the Year Award in the greater than $300 million in sales category. John, thanks for joining us, and congratulations to your firm for being a finalist.
Thank you very much, Jared. Appreciate it, and honored to be part of the process and along with our compatriot companies.
So why don't you start us off, if you could, with just a brief description of your very large company, global company, and your federal business, if you could.
Yes, AECOM is a significantly larger company than it was 12 months ago. With the acquisition of URS, AECOM has been become a $20 billion company in over 150 countries and 100,000 employees. We're really a significant design, building, operating, and financing organization. So we cover a global marketplace in a very, very broad swath of capabilities. When I look at the AECOM Management Services, which is really the core of our federal work, we have about 16,000 employees and $3.5 billion in annual revenues, supporting federal customers across, again, a wide range of capabilities. You want me to continue on?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Give a little overview of our federal service.
Absolutely.
We provide support to DOE with large site management and operations, nuclear decontamination and decommissioning, high-level nuclear waste operations, and national DOE laboratory, M&O. And we support U.S. intelligence community with base operations services, facilities maintenance and modifications, and secure design and building of critical infrastructure. We have a global field services organization that includes non-proliferation and security services for chemical and radiological hazards. We provide contingency operations and international development supporting USAID. We have a mission readiness operations that provide aviation and ground vehicle maintenance, supply chain management support, training and test and training range management and support. Essentially, everything that supports our warfighter. Finally, we provide program management and engineering to DOD for major weapon systems, information solutions for federal, civilian, and DOD customers, electromagnetic spectrum management and engineering, cyber engineering solutions, unmanned systems management support and fielding. So quite a broad spectrum of support to our federal customers.
You mentioned that very, very large acquisition of URS a year ago. Did that have major impacts on your federal business in terms of expanding your capabilities and absorbing that large workforce?
Well, Jared, while the AECOM URS merger was very large, the URS portion of the federal market was a little larger than AECOM. Mm. Where we really, really gained is the two organizations were extremely complementary. So we did not have redundant business. They had very strong positions in some of our key areas, and we had strong positions where they were not. The integration of the two organizations went very, very smoothly for that reason. We're very complementary. It broadened our customer base, so that it did do. And it broadened our capability as well. So it was in the federal side of the business, it really made AECOM Management Services a much more capable company to a broader set of customers.
In our final minute or so here, talk about the past year, what might have happened in your space that warranted a nomination to be a finalist in this year's awards, and the challenges that you see going forward in your market space.
Yeah, well, as we know, the market's in a constant state of change. We don't see that changing. You know, there's budget pressures, there's pricing pressures, there are protests. Basically, I think in a nutshell, we can say that the government service market is going to be constantly changing. But that said, the government market is not short on opportunities. So our customers require significant capacity to execute their missions. And hey, those missions are missions of national significance. They're important to our country and our security. That's why we're in the business. So when I look at AECOM and AECOM Management Services specifically, We've brought together the capabilities and the focus on those customers that are all about those missions. And when we look at what some of the opportunities that we bid and win and execute, they fit right into that category of important missions of national significance. So we've seen ourselves go really ramp up the types of opportunities that we bid and the size and significance of those opportunities to both our federal civilian clients as well as our DoD clients.
All right. John Vollmer, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Federal Group at AECOM. Thanks so much for coming on, John.
Thank you much, Jared. Have a good day.